Welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast, brought to you by AmpCoil. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel, and on this show, we discuss the common thread survivors share after walking through the fire, the practitioners making a difference, and the treatment modalities that deliver healing back into the hands of the people who need it most. Witness the inspiration we gain by navigating the human experience with grace, humility, and a healthy dose of mistakes. Because part of being human is being beautifully broken. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast as we are creeping into the week of Christmas and New Year's. And with that comes 2020. What an incredible time to be alive. Does anybody remember sitting in high school? Maybe you're still in high school, but I remember sitting in high school and thinking about the year. The last time I was in high school was 1996. And the last moment I can remember in class, I remember someone talking about 2020. And I couldn't even wrap my brain about it. I was like, where will I be in 2020? No doubt I'm going to have a family. I'll have a beautiful home. I'll be a baller. I'll have all the money I want. I'll have a beautiful car. And what's it going to be like? What's the future going to hold? I mean, I sort of thought in my head that by 2020, cars would be flying. That's a real thing. I really had that thought. I always thought of 2020 as being populated with a society much like the Jetsons. You know, that pop-up treadmill. That's kind of what I associated with 2020. And here we are rolling into 2021. I mean, the time speaks of some sort of a space odyssey. But if I do a check-in and fast forward, repeat, you know, it's really not that different from 1996, which is the last time. Again, I was in high school. I hate to date myself, but I'm going to do it. And the holidays always bring me into this place of examination of what's going on in life. What am I doing? You know, I'm 41 years old, but I don't have a family. I don't own a home. I just sold one. I'm not balling. I'm not a baller. For those of you out there wondering what the term baller means, I guess it's, you know, just really rocking in cash. And I'm at this place in my life where I've sort of, I'm down to this minimalist version of myself, really and truly. I don't have any debt. I don't own anything. I have one suitcase I can fit all my clothes in. And I've had this big career shift, you know, into health and wellness, podcasting and AmpCoil. And it's just fascinating. I don't think it's good. I don't think it's bad. I'm just aware of what it is. And what I'm grateful for, highly grateful for, is the fact that after all the health challenges I've been through, I can show up and I can work all day. I can contribute to society, to the planet Earth. I feel really good about that. The other thing I'm really grateful for is that from 2007, 2006, in about five surgeries, I'm cancer-free. I'm really grateful about that. Another big gratitude number on my list is the fact that my digestion, my ability to absorb foods and tolerate foods, which was so wrecked after Lyme and mold and cutting apart pieces of my intestine, is pretty darn amazing. It's pretty darn amazing. I got to watch what I eat. But if I eat clean and I manage my stress, it's pretty good. So I'm really thankful for that. My family, my mom and dad are alive. They're happy. They're healthy. I have nieces and nephews who are just amazing and cute, and they're well. They're free from disease, which is incredible. And I'm really, really thankful for that. You know, another thing I'm grateful for are all the endeavors and different avenues I've been able to work in my life. You know, to be an actor who's been in some incredible productions, to be an artist, to be a storyteller, to work on the body and the voice and the eyes and moving through space, and how you would tap into those techniques of what is, then to be able to alter and express yourself. Oh my God, what a valuable tool theater and music and art has brought to my life. Incredible. Now, I'm not saying I'm done with those things, but doing them for a living for 20 years, unparalleled. It's a gift that I could never put a price on. Because now when I'm in a situation where, whether I'm communicating with someone or doing an interview or in a meeting, you have this hyper awareness of language and tone and inflection. And it's almost like these truth goggles. After watching someone on stage, you know when somebody's like in it, and you're on stage with this brilliant actor, and you're just wondering, you're like, where did the human go that I know, that I was just in the dressing room with, and it melted away, and they're this whole new person because they're so dropped into this new reality. And then you also know when someone is completely inauthentic and your bullshit meter goes off, and you know they're lying, and you know they're not telling the truth, and you know what parts of their story are making up the current narrative. And it's so valuable. I'm so grateful for that. What a gift. What a gift. You know, the other thing that I'm really grateful for is this health and wellness community that I find myself in. You know, seeking wellness, being a seeker of wellness, that's a skill. Because if you've been chronically sick with Lyme or cancer, or you've went through toxic mold or Epstein-Barr, or heavy metal toxicity, or you've been in an ozone support group, you've been around lots of other people seeking wellness. Maybe finding it, maybe not. But you become privy to the highest level of knowledge, because everybody in that seeker mentality has pretty much tried everything. We've done it all. We've spent all the money. We've talked to all the specialists and doctors. And what I've learned from that community is that every good answer or internal yes has come from me. Not a doctor, not a book, not technology. It's come from me. Now, it might have been the knowledge to know what to combine to move myself forward, but I knew. Because this is a big theme coming up for me lately, Ed, that all these modalities and practitioners and systems and massage guns and PEMF devices, they're pretty simple. But what's complicated is you, what you bring to the picture, what you bring to the table, your little meat sack carrying a level of environmental toxicity, trauma, emotional baggage, previous programming. That's what's complicated. So you're going to have to figure it out. And you got to trust that. And that inherent yes, there, I did an episode called The Yes Button. We really got into that. And I have found my yes button. Now, let me say this. I ignore it sometimes. I know what I should do when I get up in the morning. I know what I need to do. I need to sit down and I need to breathe for 10 minutes. I need to focus on what I want to bring into my sphere of influence. I need to focus on the people that I want to show up that day. I need to focus on the solutions and see them unfolding and feel into that. And then they do. I know what I need to eat. I know how I need to exercise. I know the self-care that I need. I don't always do it, but I know what it is, and that's incredible value. And to stay on this theme, I am so grateful for that. That is the greatest gift, to have your internal yes button, that knowing that you know what to do. There's no price on that. Another thing, moving into 2020, are the level of humans that I've been able to be in contact with in my short life. I'm going to do this in two groups. Group number one are artists, theater people, television, film, doesn't matter, voiceover artists, Shelley Chenoy. It doesn't matter, because there's something magical and non-aging. Theater people and artists, they don't really age. They have this connection to the inner child that I believe on a cellular level keeps them looking young. This is a podcast. You don't see my face. I actually look pretty young for 41, I think. But the connection with that community, to be around other people who hold the ability to tap into their artist, their inner child, and see things for as they really are. What a gift. And then the other side of that are the friends and co-workers and fellow seekers and journeymen going from a place of illness to wellness. That community. Wow. You want to talk about inspiration. I have some incredible lights of inspiration in my life in this wellness community. It's absolutely incredible. I have some people I've never even spoken to before. You know, there's a couple of women, even on my Instagram feed, who have had a really challenging bout with cancer. Really challenging. I'm talking about 2, 3, 4 reoccurrences, some pretty massive surgeries, some permanently altering their appearance. And I see them get up, and I see them drinking coffee and out in society and loving their children and sharing and being vulnerable. Oh, man. Incredible. Incredible. I know some people in the Lyme community who have literally spent millions of dollars trying to get better for whatever reason. And their stories are incredible, and they keep showing up, and their perseverance and their mental acuity and their gifts are profound. And that is such a gift to be around those people. The level of humans that I'm around, it's just, I have no choice but to up-level, to grow. There's no way I could avoid the growth by being around and interacting with the people, the artists, those seeking wellness. I have no choice but to keep growing. So moving into 2020, I wanted to keep this under 10 minutes and I just kept talking. Moving into 2020, my mission statement here is just eyes up, heart open, feet on the ground, and to be present, to be open, to receive the greatness, absolute wellness, and to manifest that whatever I think is possible, be it a land that looks like the Jetsons, it's probably much more magical than that. Because as I sit here at a desk in the winter in Connecticut, and I look outside, we had an ice storm yesterday. The beauty in nature is the same. This hardwood desk feels exactly the same. I look around, there's pens, pencils. I'm sitting in front of a smaller computer, that's true. But essentially, this feels very much the same. Not too much has changed. I've changed a lot. I've grown a lot. It's not measurable. It's not scalable. It's incredible. I see the magic in cancer. I see the magic in disease. I see the magic in illness. And what I've learned from that is that it's the greatest teacher on the planet if you allow yourself to listen. I've seen the magic of artistry, the magic of theater, the magic of being in a Broadway tour company in front of 3,000 people laughing and crying. And that exchange, that energy exchange, is magical. So I've led a pretty darn blessed life. So going into 2020, I hope there's more. If not, I accept that too. And I think I also just want to comment on the reality of the shortness of life and how special it is, each breath, each moment. So I would ask the audience, is your action step to take a minute today and drop in your body and see what you know, see what your truth is, see what's changed from 1996 to 2020, if you were alive that long, and feel into it. Is that good? Is that bad? Do you want to make changes? And know that there are humans on this course with you going through all different levels of pain and suffering and trying to figure it out. You don't have to feel sad for anybody, but be empathetic and hold understanding and know that people are on different paths and protagonists of their own individual ever-unfolding story. Thank you so much for listening. This is the Beautifully Broken Podcast. You guys rock. Namaste. Ladies and gentlemen, you made it to the end of the podcast. Now, in a world where the average attention span is less than 10 seconds, we just spent almost an hour together. And I think this is the beginning of something really beautiful. Now, one way to support the podcast is to head over to freddysetgo.com and check out my newly launched page, Freddy's Faves, where I've linked every 5-star product and healing modality you hear about on the show. Most offer significant discounts by clicking the link. And please know, it doesn't cost you anything extra, and at the same time, they support the show through affiliation. So, check out Freddy's Faves on freddysetgo.com. This episode of the Beautifully Broken Podcast was brought to you by our sponsor, AmpCoil, upgrading the vibrations of hearts, minds, and bodies all over the world. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show, head over to iTunes and leave a 5-star review. Grabbing a download is like giving this virtual thumbs up that we're doing it right. And if you want to connect with me, shoot me a message on Instagram at freddysetgo.com or at freddysetgo. That's all for today. Our closing. The world is hurting. We need you at your very best. So take the steps today to always be upgrading whatever it takes to move the needle. Remember, while life is pain, putting those fractured pieces back together is a beautiful process. I'm your host. I love you. Namaste. Have a wonderful day.